A great reckoning in a little room. It could have been a little room like this. Four walls, a window, table, chair. Tales tell us he was stabbed and cursing when he died. A much regretted master of blank verse. But that was long ago, and this is now, in this little room, at this window, looking out upon the ruddy repetitions of a blank brick wall across the way. I count poetic feet by heart, bemoan the calling of them, just as that touchstone who held a plumb line for the bard. When a man's verses cannot be read, nor a man's good wit seconded, it strikes a man more dead than a great reckoning in a little room, he said. Even the graffitist, wily undercover, come by night to paint his colors on the wall, might lurk in shadowy corners come the dawn to overhear effects of his calligraphies. Or the forest with the falling tree and no one there to hear, does it find the earthy thump insisted by an inner ear dwelling in thought? It all comes down to one small room and looking out the window, wondering why. Why embark upon an expedition or ambition surely doomed to disappointment or despair? Wisdom has said, because it's there. Then, too, there is that falling tree. Anything to get out from under it, sound or no sound, purely by dead reckoning, no guarantee.